Well, with just a year to go until the UK finally does leave the European Union, there are probably more questions than answers about Brexit and what it means for Kent. Top of the list of issues, perhaps, for the county is that one about transport and traffic congestion and whether we're going to be subjected to semi-permanent operation stack as lorries queue up at the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel waiting for customs checks. The government, for its part, has insisted that it will not allow disruption to take place on a regular basis and has insisted that there will be no need for any checks to be made at Dover, but we'll have to wait and see whether that is actually the case. And then there's the NHS, which has come to rely heavily on EU nationals to fill nursing vacancies and other jobs in our hospitals. Already we know that many EU nationals have decided to leave their jobs and go back to their home countries looking for work elsewhere. Then there's the potential impact on Kent's businesses, and with many of them being small and medium-sized enterprises, whether the opportunity will exist for them to get new business from different countries. So the politicians have got just 12 months to sort out all these problems and come to an agreement which everyone can sign up to. It's going to be a fairly intensive period of negotiations for the government, and a lot of the detail has still got to be worked out. And what that detail will be, we probably won't know until right up until the day before we leave.